Wheaton College presents Centennial in Sound. Centennial in Sound, the story of Wheaton's 100th year, the story of dedication in education, the story of young men and women whose lives are being molded for Christ and His kingdom. Centennial in Sound. Give Him the glory, great things He hath done. This is our song as we think back over the past 100 years. Under the guiding hand of God and the leadership of only four presidents, Wheaton College has grown from one building with some 38 students in 1860 to 30 buildings and over 1,800 students in 1960. But Wheaton is not just formal programs and memories. Life on campus also includes the fall Saturday afternoons when the noise of cheering crowds and spirited music drifting over from McCulley Field makes studying almost impossible. The Fighting Crusaders bow out of the College Conference of Illinois in grand fashion, and they do it like this.
Good protection. He throws out here long to Branda. Branda's got it at the five, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Danny Branda. With that touchdown pass, Danny Branda has broken the CCI scoring record.
Memories are also stirred on the night the seniors win the tune tangle. Students coming back from Christmas vacation notice the progress on the new chapel, then go busily to work preparing for first semester final exams. But they are interrupted by a birthday celebration. On January 9th, 1960, Wheaton College is officially 100 years old, and the day is a joyous one on campus. Wheaton is favored with many excellent chapel speakers during the year. Miss Gladys Aylward, missionary representative of World Vision Incorporated, speaks on two successive mornings.
I wonder if the Lord Jesus came and looked down in our luggage, in our handbags, in our hearts, what he'd find. You can't walk along a way yourself unless you've been tested and refined, and you certainly cannot take anybody else along it either.
Centennial Gym is again filled to capacity, this time to watch the Crusaders defeat Lincoln University of Jefferson City, Missouri, and thus win the Great Lakes Regional Basketball Crown, which is offered by the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Finally to Johnson, Johnson with a beautiful sliding, twisting, two-handed layup. Beautiful layup by Roger Johnson, 56-46, Wheaton up by 10, their biggest lead. Roll with the jump shot.
March goes out like a lion, and spring finally arrives with a song in the air. One of the songs is the Centennial Hymn, written by Robert Zondervan, class of 59, and composed by Associate Professor of Music Jack Good. In chapel, Bob relates how he wrote the words for the hymn.
Well, actually, it was about 10 minutes before class, and we had to have something written. So... So I just wrote something down, and that was the basis. Of course, since then, it's been polished and been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten until it's in its form that it is now.
And then it is over. Alumni Day, the dedication of the chapel, and commencement close the centennial year. But the year lives on. There are still the lives brought to Christ at the Billy Graham meetings. There are still the memories of the games, the banquets, the parties. There is still the knowledge gained in classrooms and at the academic symposia. And there is still the presence of God as He watches over Wheaton. For Wheaton has only reached a plateau and will continue to climb in the years ahead. God will continue to lead her in dedicated education for Christ and His kingdom.